to be make it public so that people can do it. Till now we are having that is in the internet, like internet or.
Yeah, the basic thing is that you report your changes to the Debian, so anyone can get this.
The organization I think suggests to.
I think someone from CIDEC Chennai try to do the package. I review the package, and I give suggestion, but there is no action after 1 year. It's a 1 year back. Let me find the package.
See, there was an issue I think sometime back where CIDEC had done a lot of translations, clone translations, and it remained within the CIDEC repository itself. And I think Mr. Archivist Raman took the initiative to ensure that the translations were available. So then afterwards, some communities for some languages were able to integrate it into GNOME directly upstream. But then some other translations felt that, some of the teams felt that no, it's not matching the quality levels that we are maintaining, I mean at the GNOME level for that particular language. So there were some issues. So what I feel is that, I mean since you're using it directly, if you can try to directly contribute upstream itself, that if you are translating some package, very specifically, translating, file a bug report with GNOME itself. Use the PO file in your project, but file the thing upstream. So that way, the package translator, the coordinator can ensure that some quality control at the level of GNOME itself can be done, and those changes can be integrated into all the derivative distributors. I mean, distributions. That is one way of reducing the friction between BOSS and the other thing. Similarly with Debian also. And you're saying that there's internal coordination happening on the LAN. Can you take a dump of the database? Are you using a Bugzilla internally, or how are you maintaining the bugs? Or just email reports?
They have an IRC channel. BOSS
has an IRC channel. I've been there, but
I'm there.
What I was suggesting is, can you transfer all the internal bugs onto your external Bugzilla? Because now I can see only one. But I answered that can't be just one. So if you can transfer whatever bugs you had internally, maybe service bug in Orca or something, put it on your externally accessible bug report to Bugzilla, then even we can also collaborate with you. Perhaps provide some constructive suggestions, see how we can help you maybe push your packages upstream as well, that help we can do. But unless you bring out your thing into the public domain, into public space, we can't directly help out, right? That's a problem.
Yeah, so that discussion I just found, it was a bug number 497399. It was basically about the BOSS presentation tool.
Can you repeat the bug number?
497399. So you go to the bugs.debian.org/497399 and you will find some discussion between me and a person called Pratibha at CIDEC. So what happened that basically she tried to push the package, which was actually a good thing. So some people and there is a field called homepage field. When you file a bug, you have to give the source. So she actually gave the internal URL. So someone like many people told to correct this URL. She actually posted because it is hosted on the Google, code.google.com. But after that there is no activity. Like I asked her to send the package to me and I will review it. But after that the last activity was in September 6, 2008. It's 2 years back. So the bug is still open, so anyone you can still work on that. That's not it. So obviously like you will get somewhat like, since you are not probably 100% following the Debian standard, you will get the mails like, you will not encouraging mail because you are starting packaging in a different way for BOSS Linux. It may be somewhat different from the Debian, so because you follow the some different standard. So for packaging stuff, you may not following the 100% license what exactly is following the Debian way. So, but you can ask me or any other person who are on the mentors.debian.net. So you will get the package easily, and you can even become the Debian developer, which will be the easier for you to integrate the Debian stuff into the Boost Linux. Because you know what's going inside the Debian, and then you can also open up your repository source, so anyone can contribute into the source. So you will get the more people. Yeah, because since it's only repository, anyone cannot. I cannot download the 4 GB or 10 GB or 15 GB repository only for Boost. So what I need is what exactly has been changed into the Boost from Debian. So that's the only need the people need, because